Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, One Take Wednesday. We are serving in Orlando, Florida this week with Horizon City Church. Please continue to pray for fruitful ministry while we're there. I hope to add some snippets from our time there at the end of several of the podcasts this week. We're finishing up the book of Genesis today. What emotion does that make you feel? Are you like, yes, finally, we got through Genesis? Or are you excited about what is to come? You can't wait to read the book of Exodus. For me, I'm a little bit sad. And I'm pondering, what does this passage mean for me? What does it tell me about who God is? And what does it tell me about the hope of the gospel? I'm starting in Genesis 50, starting in verse 15, and I'll read to the end of the chapter. The title in the Christian Standard Bible is Joseph's Kindness. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said to one another, "If Joseph is holding a grudge against us, he will certainly repay us for all the suffering we caused him." So they sent this message to Joseph. "Before he died, your father gave a command. Say this to Joseph, 'Please forgive your brother's transgression and their sin, the suffering they caused you. Therefore, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when their message came to him. His brothers also came to him, bowed down before him, and said, "We are your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result, the survival of many people. Therefore, don't be afraid. I will take care of you and your children." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Joseph and his father's family remained in Egypt. Joseph lived 110 years. He saw Ephraim's son to the third generation, and sons of Manasseh's sons, Machir, were recognized by Joseph. Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm about to die, but God will certainly come to aid you and to bring you up from this land to the land he swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Joseph made the sons of Israel take an oath, "When God comes to your aid, you will carry my bones up from here." Joseph died at the age of 110. They embalmed him and placed him in a coffin in Egypt. I want to make several comments, and let's move from the one that is associated with the last verses to one that is associated with verse 20. First, in verses 24 through 26, we see that Joseph's final request was the same as his father Jacob. He wanted to have his bones taken up to the promised land. And then in verse 20, I just want to ponder what Joseph is saying here. "You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result, the survival of many people." And then in verse 19, something else for us to ponder. "Am I in the place of God?" Now let's turn over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 14. We'll be reading verses 1 through 12. "Every wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. Whoever lives with integrity fears the Lord, but the one who is devious in his ways despises him. The proud speech of a fool brings a rod of discipline, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the feeding trough is empty, but an abundant harvest comes through the strength of an ox. An honest witness does not deceive, but a dishonest witness utters lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and doesn't find it, but knowledge comes easily to the perceptive. Stay away from a foolish person. You will gain no knowledge from his speech. The sensible person's wisdom is to consider his way, but the stupidity of fools deceives them. Fools mock at making reparation, but there is goodwill among the upright. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no outsider shares in its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death. Thank you for listening along on this One Take Wednesday. I have one contact that I wear sometimes. It's called Monovision. It's kind of like a reader. And they are going really fuzzy today, or it's going really fuzzy. So thank you for bearing with me. Verse 12 here is repeated again in another section, I think in 16, in Proverbs 16. It says this: there is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death. Oftentimes when we talk about doing what is good or what we think we should do, we appeal to the heart. I just knew it in my heart. But we must remember that Jeremiah says our heart is wicked deep down. So I encourage you to look to God's word, to pray that the Spirit would help you to discern the right way, that you might look to wise Christian counsel around you, and that then you kind of say, what is my heart feeling in this situation? Because there is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way of death. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. We just want to sit underneath it today and just be reminded of what it says, that are we to be in the place of God? Also, Lord, as we reflect back over our lives and as we look to the future and the unknown, help us to remember that what the evil one means for his gain, you often use and turn and replace with good. Father, help us to heed these wise proverbs. Help us to live with integrity and fear you. Help us to have lips that are wise and not proud. Help us to have an honest witness and not to mock others. Help us to be sensible and also to be people of goodwill. And in the end, Lord, help us to recognize your Spirit and your word. And as it says in Psalm 143, verse 10, may your good Spirit lead us in level paths. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.